You are Locked On Giants, your daily podcast on the New York Giants. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to another edition of Locked On Giants. I'm Ed Valentine of Big Blue View, along with co-host Pat Traina of Inside Football, The Athletic, Forbes, Big Blue View, and a host of other places. Patty, we're nearing the end of our position profiles today with training camp just a couple days away. Are you ready to go?
Oh, absolutely, Ed. I mean, I've never been this excited to get back to training camp. Usually it's like, oh, training camp is coming up. That means the end of summer vacation. But a lot of stuff for Giant fans and for the media to look forward to. New air, new faces, and I just can't wait to get going.
Me neither, Patty. It's a new day with the Giants, with the Pat Shurmur, Dave Gettleman era, with Saquon Barkley as the number two pick. And today, as we roll through position previews, we have arrived at what looks like a key position for the Giants, one where there continue to be a lot of question marks. We're going to talk about the safety position.
Yes, indeed, and there's certainly a lot to talk about.
Yes, there is, and let's start with the guy who is the star of the Giants' defense. You know, that would be, you know, Landon Collins returning from injury, returning from a year that wasn't, you know, up to the standards we came to expect from him in 2016. Your thoughts on Collins, you know, as we enter a new season?
Well, Landon Collins is a player that is very easy to like. I mean, this is a guy who wants to be at the top of his game, a guy who is a leader in the making, a guy who does everything the right way. But with that said, he's also a guy who unfortunately is coming off an injury, a broken arm, which, you know, he had to have a second surgery for. He should be okay for the start of camp. And he's still growing into his own right as a leader, as a player. When he peaks, it's going to be spectacular. He's almost there, but I think he'll be the first one to tell you that he can get better at everything he does. And that includes taking ownership of that defense. And I think they're set with him. You know, he's coming up on a contract year. And hopefully the Giants will figure out a way to keep him, keep Odell Beckham Jr. and everybody else that they need to keep. But, Collins has the potential, I think, to be the heart and soul of that defense.
I agree with all of that, Patty. And I'm very excited to see him, you know, continue to develop as a player and as the leader of this defense. I see him, whether it happens this year or not, I see him as the guy that will eventually be the captain on that side of the ball. I just see him as the guy that this defense, you know, could and should be built around, you know, for the next several years. When it comes to Collins, though, the big question for me isn't health. It isn't his arm. It isn't his ankle from last year. The most interesting thing, I think, is going to be how James Betcher utilizes Collins. You know, when Betcher was hired as defensive coordinator, the initial thought was that Collins, you know, because he's kind of a similar player to Dion Buchanan, Collins might be that money backer type player for the Giants that spends a lot of time at the line of scrimmage. Betcher hasn't really indicated that. He seems to think of Collins, you know, in other ways, but it's hard to know because we haven't seen Landon on the field yet.
Yeah, I think we still need to see what exactly Betcher plans to do with him. But, you know, here's the other thing about that money backer position that Dion Buchanan played for Betcher in Arizona. A lot of people think that it's just like mostly a linebacker type of role where you're up at the line of scrimmage. But there is some coverage responsibility that goes along with that position. And Collins can cover. I'm not saying he's horrible in coverage, but it's also not his strength. So I wonder if, you know, they're going to keep him in that role or put him in that role, or if they're going to just say to him, look, we want you surfing the line, you know, up near the box. You know, if we have to put you in coverage, we will. But I started to break down his coverage opportunities last year, and he had less than 20, according to Pro Football Focus. So that just shows you that they just didn't, you know, use him in coverage as much. And considering, you know, they had some uncertainty and they weren't getting great production from the free safety part of it, you know, that was very telling, I thought. So I don't know if Betcher's going to use Collins as that money back role, but I do see a case where they'll use him maybe as, you know, in addition to run support. Something he does very well is he blitzes and he can rush the passer. A couple of years ago, he had four sacks. I think at one point in that season, he was actually leading the defense in sacks until the defensive ends woke up. So I think that's probably going to be more of the role Collins is going to take on, you know, that the run support, the rushing the passer, and I'd be surprised if we see him much in coverage.
Patty, let's turn to the other safety position next to Collins, where I think there is quite a bit of intrigue as we head into camp. Last year, that job belonged pretty much exclusively to Darian Thompson. This year, I don't know about you, but I'm expecting a competition, you know, at that spot. And when I look at it, I'm looking at four guys who could emerge with that job. And maybe in the end, those four guys, you know, all emerge with pieces of the playing time. You know, Darian Thompson, Andrew Adams, Curtis Riley, and Michael Thomas, the player they signed from Miami.
Yeah, I agree with you. And last year, I didn't really get a sense there was much of a competition. You know, Darian Thompson was a third-round pick in 2016, I believe. And, you know, unfortunately, he lost most of his rookie season to a Lisse Frank injury. And I often thought watching him last year that he wasn't right. He's, you know, even though he had the surgery and it was successful, he just, to me, did not look like the same player we saw prior to the injury. So I think that may have spilled over to the playing field, because quite often he looked to be a step too late in making a tackle or getting a hand in there to break up a pass, or, you know, getting himself into position to make an interception. So that was a concern. And I think the other concern with him, and this is something that he kind of came into the NFL with a reputation for, is that his tackling isn't quite what you want it to be. According to Pro Football Focus, last year Thompson led the Giants by a margin in missed tackles. I believe he had 13, and then I believe the next nearest guy had something like 9 or 10. So I don't think, you know, if you're the coaching staff, you can hand the job to him back, you know, hand the job back to him. I think you got to make him earn it. And you know, you mentioned Andrew Adams. Andrew Adams is a guy I often thought is more of a strong safety type, you know, a guy who is almost similar, you know, to Landon Collins, maybe not, you know, talent-wise, but, you know, on that order as far as what he does well. Michael Thomas, I don't know much about him, you know, as a safety. I know he's an outstanding special teams player. So that would mean, you know, obviously he's going to, you know, stick around if he doesn't suffer any injuries. And Curtis Riley, I think it was surprising to me that Curtis Riley got the snaps there at that strong safety spot when Collins couldn't work with the team.
Oh, I would agree. I was very surprised to see Curtis Riley, you know, a guy who came from Tennessee, you know, as a seldom used cornerback, you know, get moved to the safety position during the spring. Gives the Giants some versatility there because, you know, on a Sunday, on a game day, you have a 53-man roster, but you only dress 46 guys. To have a player who could fill in, you know, at two spots, you know, is valuable, helps you fill out that 46-man roster. So I'm kind of interested to see in the end where Curtis Riley, you know, fits in this picture. And like you, Patty, I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping that we do have a real competition here. You know, the thing that really concerned me about Darian Thompson, and you mentioned it, is the tackling, because the free safety is so often the last line of defense. So many of those tackling opportunities are in the middle or in the open part of the field. And what you hate to see and what really hurts a team is when you turn, you know, an 8 to 10 or 12 yard play into a 30 or 40 or 50 yard play. And that's what can happen when a free safety misses a tackle. So, you know, so that's a concern for Thompson. And I'm anxious to see, and as I said, hopeful that this turns into a real competition, and, you know, and whoever the Giants determine as the best player wins that in the end.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is if you look at the guys the Giants have on the roster at that position, I don't know that they necessarily have a true, you know, one deep safety. I think they're at their best when they can split the field in half and give, you know, half of the field to one guy, half to another. But, you know, that's why I wonder if, you know, Collins is going to strictly be used as a in-the-box type of guy, or are they going to ask him to cover? Maybe they're, you know, for all we know, maybe they might drop one of the linebackers into coverage. Who knows? So,
Giants fans, we're looking at a safety position that promises to be one of the most interesting competitions when we get to training camp, which is just a couple of days away. With that said, I guess we will call it a show for today, and we will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.